This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
We'd like to welcome you today to the Educated Investor, brought to you by Cishan Financial Services. They are with the Householder Group. They are estate and retirement specialists. And David Cishan joins us each time this week to bring some new light to the financial world. So, David, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine, Scott. Nice to be with you today.
Hey, man. As Scott told me today, he said, I said, nice to see you. He goes, hey, it's just nice to be seen, you know. Man, get out of the house a little bit, but things seem to be loosening up a little bit. And, man, I tell you, but, boy, when it all comes back to the whole financial world and our finances and all, still just a lot of fear and unknown out there, isn't there?
There really is, Scott. And the fear is warranted. And mainly because we really don't have any control of this coronavirus.
Sure.
And I know that there are brilliant people working on a medicine or vaccination and so forth, but until there's something definitive, people are going to be very, very fearful. And rightfully so, because we've got, over 35 million people lost their jobs.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard anything over the weekend on some of these news shows and so forth, but some of these people are saying that there's a significant chance that up to 40% of those people may not find a job.
No, that's true.
I hope that's not true.
I know. But no, when I say that's true, I mean, I heard that. And then, you know, looking at, you know, and a lot of folks has been on the restaurant sector. But of course, many other businesses out there are just as important. But they're saying as many as, you know, 30 to 40% of some of the restaurants may never reopen again. And some of these folks have been open for many, many years. And boy, this just devastated them.
Well, it is, and they work on a small margin. So when the government says, you know, you can have social spacing, 25% of the normal population that you have in your place, or 50%, that isn't going to cut it for their bottom line.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And
you know,
just getting all the staff back together, the cooks and all the different things. I mean, it's not just like that proverbial light switch they can hit and just turn the open sign on either. So, man.
No, that's it. And of course, what we're seeing out there is because of that, there's a lot of fear that investors have and folks have, and that fear paralyzes folks. And yet, this is probably the best time that you have in this marketplace to do what we call a second opinion. A second opinion on not just, you know, how you invest your money. We'll talk about that a little bit. But, you know, maybe a checkup at the same time on your estate planning situation and documents to make sure things are up to snuff. And also how to protect, for protection planning, not only your assets that are invested, but how about these other assets that we own, like our homeowners and our automobile?
Sure.
Coverage is there, and Colorado's going through the roof because of all of our weather problems that we've had. We see an enormous amount of excess premiums being paid by people there that we can look at. And income planning, another area that's so important. You know, a lot of the folks that we'll see used to live, that are retired or close to retirement, used to live on interest from the banks.
Right.
And 20 years ago, you could get 6% a year, which made sense. All right, now, my goodness, we're getting 30-year bonds, U.S. government bonds, 1.3%. So you're not having a lot of money. And right now, too, we've got companies, the S&P 500, you know, used to pay dividends, and now there's a number of those. In fact, it's been projected that 25 or 30% are down in dividends, and that eliminates over $100 billion in distributions to people. So there's a lot of confusion going on in the investment side and in the income side, and tax planning. One of the things again today is just the ability. Maybe we should take some losses in our accounts, build some losses, so that when the markets go back up, we can go back in and get some real gains and offset the gains against the losses.
Absolutely.
So there's a number of areas. All areas have the ability to look at and get a second opinion on or a checkup. And again, it's not an expense to folks out there.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you better have the word strategy somewhere in your plan, right? I mean, you got to look at a lot of different things here, because some people might say, hey, you know, well, my plan was working great for me before all this hit, and it might have, but now there may be some changes that need to be made, and maybe just one little area or two, you know, like you've said before, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a major construction job necessarily. It might be a tweak here and there. I mean, just think for those folks out there that have been fully invested in the market, you know, it was down in March over 30%, which means we need 43% return to get even. And this is why I'm saying that may not be the best way as we go forward, is just buying and hoping that it's going to come back. There are tools that people can use, and they find out about these tools in second opinions.
Right.
And these tools may not cost you any money to implement, but they certainly can help to mitigate any further downside, and also be able to collect some reasonable upside profit.
For sure. David C. Sean is with us. This show is called The Educated Investor, and that is something that David has always put a great emphasis on, is the education side of this. Once again, they're with the Householder Group. You can check out their website at cichonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And their number, if you'd like to get in on this, and as David said, it's a free consultation, 720-482-1917, to get that second opinion, get that checkup, just to have David look at your current plan. So, Dave, let's just kind of look at these areas, maybe just a couple of minutes on each here. When you talk about the estate planning side, what would be maybe a couple of things that would be the first thing that you would look at on the estate planning side in their plan?
Well, again, it's making sure that if you have an estate plan.
Yeah, that would be the right start.
We see a lot of people that come in, even people that are quite wealthy, that really don't have a written estate plan. In other words, they don't even have a will. Hmm. And of course, that's wonderful for the state of Colorado, because they have their own will.
Sure.
For you, and it's called intestate. But you can control, and maybe it's just a checkup to see, well, do you have the will? Okay, you do. That's great. When was it done? You know, there has been some laws passed within the state that affect wills over the last several years. Do we need to look at that? Do you need to tweak that a little bit to protect so that you don't lose unnecessary monies if something happens, if you die? Estate planning documents, financial powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney. You know, these hospitals are running scared these days and have been for several years, and making sure that you have the right type of a power of attorney for medical purposes. If you don't, they may not accept it at a time when you really need to have something done. So it's just a variety of areas in the estate planning. And again, most of that's just a checkup, making sure you got the right beneficiaries. And if kids, if people have minor children or kids,
right,
that there's someone in there that can take care of the financial side for the children if a person dies or a family is gone and the kids are left. That's critical, because without it, then the courts are going to appoint somebody, and that costs quite a bit of money to get that done. It doesn't have to be. Very simple.
Sure. And when you talk about the income, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, income planning, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have income coming in, and they're taking that income from dividend distributions, perhaps, or from interest from the bank. And as I said before, both of those are going down, have been going down quite a bit. And we need to have some type of income in the financial foundation of your house that doesn't go away. So, for example, Social Security, well, that doesn't go away, and that increases each year a little bit, not much. But at least it doesn't go away. You might have a pension, or you might be taking income out of your investments, which a lot of people do. Well, when the market's down 25 or 30% and could go lower, and you're still taking money out of there, is that the best way to do it? Is that the best tool to use? And we'll look at that on the income side to, one, protect that income. What can be, what can you do to protect or at least some of that income? So no matter what happens on the outside, that income is there. And gotcha. We'll look at some of those options that might make sense. It doesn't always make sense to everyone. Then, of course, there's protection planning on your other assets, like your homeowner's insurance, car insurance, long-term care insurance, a variety of areas that people tend to just forget about.
Sure.
And it's not a good thing because you find out at the wrong time that you shouldn't have just forgotten about it. And these are things that we would look at as well. Income tax planning, does it make sense to take losses today and offset them against gains in the future? What other things can you do? Investments, like I say, always have those number, that number five, because that's really the easiest. Mm-hmm. People today will come in about banks and they complain about the interest at banks and because CDs aren't paying and so forth, and I understand that. But very few people know that you could go and get market-linked certificates of deposits, federally insured, FDIC, and you could earn 5, 6, 8, 10%, maybe, you know,
sure.
with an FDIC insured on the principal. People never hear of these things. Why? You know, today brokers and other people in the financial business just don't educate their clients. It's easier to sell them a stock or sell them a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund instead of showing them and educating them on the tools that might be more advantageous. Not necessarily, but might be.
Absolutely.
And again, once they know, they can make good decisions. I'm a believer that the most difficult thing, and this is something that I didn't create, but the most difficult thing for people is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity and going through and doing it. And the same thing here with second opinions on these areas that have a serious effect on your financial and personal lives.
Absolutely. Well, David, man, great information as always. And again, we're here each week with you at this time, Mondays at noon, to bring you the Educated Investor. And David brings us some great, valuable information. But folks, it doesn't help just to hear it if we don't act on it. And this is a chance to get that checkup on your financial plan, to get that second opinion. All you have to do is call 720-482-1917. Again, 720-482-1917. Mention you heard David here on the show, and they will get you in to get that second opinion. So, David, we appreciate it, sir, and we will look forward to see what next week brings us.
You betcha, Scott. Have a wonderful day.
All right, sir, you as well. Once again, that's David Cishan. They're with the Householder Group, CishanFinancialServices.com, 720-482-1917. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at StackOptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. As the old saying goes, knowledge is power. And in the world of reverse mortgages, this knowledge is critical. Now, welcome to Knowledge in Reverse.
And we would like to welcome you to Knowledge in Reverse. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. And we are extra glad to have the man himself on with us today, Steve Hurley from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And this show has been brought to you by Steve each week. And, Steve, how are you, sir?
Well, good afternoon, Scott. I'm doing fine, thank you, and I wish the same for you.
Yes, sir. I am doing fine, and I appreciate that. And I tell you, Steve, I know – we're pretty close, same age, and something we have never seen over these last few months in our lifetime, and I guess for really all of us, nothing's ever been like this. It's just been crazy.
It has been, and I don't know what the outcome ultimately is going to be, but I think we're going to end up on the right side.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I believe too, and I think things will bounce back, but wanted to talk with you a little bit, of course, what your show is about, and that is reverse mortgages. And, you know, you are the first one to say, since we've been doing the shows for a couple of years now, that, you know, this isn't for everybody. But you know what? This can be a great tool for many people to kind of make them feel a little bit better about their retirement and their financial well-being, correct?
Absolutely correct. Scott, as you and I have spoken in the past, there is nothing like education to help you make that decision. Rather than hearing all of these folks, when you're out with somebody and listening to various stories, more often than not, you're not getting the correct information. And that's why I'm making myself available to anybody that wants to get educated about the potential value of a reverse mortgage for them and their family.
Right. And, you know, Steve, this is something, too, and, you know, I just wanted to do a really simple conversation with you today because there still are a lot of myths out there about reverse mortgages, and people feel like they don't own their house anymore, and I just tell them, well, you know what, when you do just your regular first mortgage when you bought it, you own it just the same. Somebody else is just carrying the note, right?
That's absolutely correct. That has not changed. A mortgage is a mortgage, whether it be reverse or otherwise.
Right. Now, let's talk a little bit about the qualifications. And I can't even remember, was that 4 years ago that changed now? Or
well,
a little bit how they did the qualifications?
Yeah, it changed a little bit. There was this thing that came out that referred to financial assessment, which tightened the requirements a bit. But not all that much. And as a business, reverse mortgages have survived that financial assessment piece, And the majority of our clients, far and away the majority of our clients, have no issues with a financial assessment. The one thing that might change is that as you get closer to the minimum requirement, there very well might be some requirements that have to be met. But by and large, it really hasn't changed the value of getting a reverse mortgage.
Right. And you've always said this too, and you know, I know you're. I realize over the last few months things have changed a little bit, but people are always welcome for you to come out or to talk with them. But and you've always said, you know what, this isn't something that's done under the table, so to speak. They are welcome to bring their family, their financial planner, their attorney, or whatever, because I mean, you want everybody to know really what's going on and understand a reverse mortgage fully.
That's true, and I will tell you, Scott, more often than not, however, most of the people that I deal with, they've had this conversation before they called me, which means, look, we talked with our kids, they understand what we want to do,
sure,
and they're all for it. So if we've gotten that far down the line, then the numbers speak for themselves.
Yes, sir.
Is it in fact a benefit for the borrower?
Right.
If it's not, I'm going to be the first person to tell them. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve Hurley is our guest. Once again, he's with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can reach Steve, and it's a free consultation, 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. And Steve, when you look back maybe over your last several customers, and you know, a lot of people think, well, what can I do with the money? And a lot of people think there may be this spending police there to figure out what they're going to do with it. They don't have to answer to anyone for what they do with the money, do they?
No, they don't.
Except their wife, maybe, you know, or husband.
Yeah,
you know,
well, yeah. Yeah. The spouse, whoever that might be, might have an issue with it. Honey, you can't go out and buy the boat today. I'm sorry. We got to do something else with that money. But it is your money, and you do with it what you wish.
Right.
Plain and simple.
Yes, sir. And so let's talk about the timing of everything. So if people are saying, hey, you know what, we might want to call you today at 303-885-0254 and kind of talk about the process. Let's just kind of talk about the process of this and how it works.
Relatively simple. First thing we're going to do when we set up a time to speak with somebody, I'm going to ask for some very basic information so that when I come out to them, if they want to go a little farther into the process as to what the benefit might be to them, I will have that information available. More often than not, it's just their birthday and the name of the borrowers and their home address. And then I can come to them and say, okay, here's where we are. Let's see how this might work for you. So we go through the process, base information, find out if we can go ahead and if these people are a viable candidate. Three, we meet. Four, we have that conversation at the meeting. Five, they say yay or nay. And six, we then go ahead and write up and get an application done. And it will almost always require an appraisal, even if the home is completely paid off, because that's a very important feature of the loan, has to do with the age of the borrower, and particularly the age of the youngest borrower, the value, i.e. the appraised value, and next is going to be what type of reverse mortgage are you going to get. Now, that's the process, and through discussion, if they ask me, they say, Steve, which one of these do you think is the best for us? And I said, and I normally trigger that with the idea, what do you want to do with the money? If you have an idea that you want to have a line of credit, do you want to keep that line of credit, or do you just want the maximum funds available to you at close? Those are decisions. That's all part of the process.
Sure. And then once you kind of go through that and they decide they want to do that, is the next step the class or the phone call to where a third party will go through with them the same thing basically you told them?
You know, Yeah, and by and large, we have them do the counseling before we meet. I forgot to put that in there.
Okay.
But it doesn't necessarily have to work that way. Because when they go to counseling, and these days, by the way, there is no face-to-face counseling. All of the counselors in the local Denver metro area are doing their counseling over the phone. And it, obviously it all has to do with the potential health issues. Okay.
Right.
But they get that counseling done, and then after we get that, then I can reach out and gather what is referred to as an FHA case number, because all these regular loans are FHA certified.
Okay.
So what they'll do is we'll go ahead and we'll get that that case number, and then we order an appraisal.
All right.
We take it from there.
Good deal. Steve.
It's really pretty simple at that point.
Yes, sir. Steve Hurley is our guest. Affordable Interest Mortgage is the company, and you can reach Steve at 303-885-0254. And you know, folks, I had someone call me recently and said they'd been talking with some online deal and no one local. And I'm telling you, don't do that. You know, give Steve a call. I promise you, great guy. And when we deal with financial things, I mean, we check people out very thoroughly. And, of course, Affordable Interest Mortgage and Kurt Rogers have been our only mortgage company ever since we started Haystack in 2009. So I promise you, these are folks you can trust. And I hope you'll give Steve a call at 303-885-0254. And, Steve, just got about a minute left here, but just wanted to say on the qualifying side, so husband and wife, they're only one of them has to be the appropriate age, right?
That is correct. What you will find, however, is closer to the age 62, the better, because a non-borrowing spouse, because they're not they are not 62 years of age, the rates and the calculations are going to be based upon that person's age.
Okay.
So it does affect the numbers, but not necessarily to the detriment of anybody. It's just going to be potentially a little less money available.
All right. Well, Steve, hey, bud, we appreciate it. And we will force you to do this again with us real soon here. So I appreciate it, man. And thanks for doing the show with us.
I look forward to that, Scott. And I just ask people, give me a call. Let's see if I can help you understand the process so you can make a good decision.
All right. As Steve named the show, Knowledge in Reverse, and that's exactly what he wants to help you with. Just give him a call, 303-885-0254, 303-885-0254, and talk to Steve and mention you heard him here on Knowledge in Reverse. So we've got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you would like more information about a reverse mortgage, call Steve now at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender, NMLS 298191.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with just a reminder that our friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center are still open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For your convenience, they are now providing special curbside service to help make it easier for you to help meet your pet's needs. This is for appointments and other medical services, as well as for grooming and boarding and food product purchases. To check in for appointments, grooming, and boarding, simply call when you arrive and a staff member will come out and assist you. For checkouts, pet food products, and prescriptions, call when you arrive, pay over the phone, and a staff member will bring your pet and your receipt out to you. No doubt this is a difficult time for all of us, but at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, it is their passion and professional commitment to help your pets live their best lives. Call now, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. Again, my name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us today. Integrated Health Systems is the company. Their number, 303-781-5617. And each week, a member of Dr. Stedman's team joins us. And today, we are fortunate to have Jacob Meyer with us. Jacob is a counselor there and an addiction counselor. And Jacob, thanks for being with us today. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Scott. Great to be back on the show today.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And I tell you, these last 8 to 10 weeks seems like 3 years to most of us, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's incredibly different, and that's a very good descriptor in terms of it feeling like years and feeling like, you know, all this stuff happens so very quickly, and we're still just now, I feel like, starting to settle in with some of these changes and the sort of reemergence that's going on right now and the experimentation with, you know, getting back to normal life a little bit and seeing what that's like.
Absolutely. And, you know, so what are you kind of seeing in just, you know, your day-to-day? And I realize, you know, a lot of it's been different with it being, you know, the telehealth thing and the over the video and all that. So, but what are you just kind of seeing the mindset of people today after going through this now for these number of weeks?
Oh, of course, of course. You know, what I'm really seeing is at the beginning there, mid-March, especially into April, there was a real huge spike in feelings of anxiety. Everyone was very panicked. You know, there was a run on the stores that was happening. We did not know really what was going to happen in the very short-term future. There were talks of a national lockdown happening. So I really felt in the temperature, sort of taking the temperature of my patients of just a lot of really acute anxiety that was happening, constant worrying, constant rumination, a lot of struggle sleeping as well. And as we shift further and further into this, I'm really starting to see people become depressed from a lot of feelings and being cut off from the normal daily routines, feelings of uncertainty, isolation, and especially having a really big lack of control in their day-to-day life as well.
Yeah, that is so true, because when you look at, you know, you talked about dealing with uncertainty. I mean, man, it has affected every area of every person's life. I mean, you know, and really, you know, most people think of the job first, but then when you look at the kids getting out of school and people having to probably like homeschool a little bit more, and they weren't planning on that, and just maybe having everybody home 8 to 10, 12 hours during the day and then being together at night. And that sounds weird, but I mean, that just puts because a lot of people are routine people, aren't they?
Oh, of course. And uncertainty, really, you know, human beings thrive, especially in routine and especially in the demands of our daily life within our culture. You know, people have to get up. They have to transition quickly from being asleep and into work and into being productive. And so that's a situation that really thrives in routine and sort of building on the fundamental blocks of our morning rituals to be able to sort of focus our mind in what we need to focus on, what takes a lot of energy in our day. And sort of with this recent upheaval and uncertainty is the opposite of routine. Human beings thrive in routine, and we do a little bit better with some degrees of novelty or uncertainty, typically coming, you know, on the weekends or visiting with different people, reestablishing ties. But all of this upheaval of people switching from, let's say, you know, even their morning commute and what that becomes and what that means to them, that time that they get maybe listening to a podcast, catching up with somebody on a phone call, maybe even having just some quiet time for themselves. Even something that basic being taken away, now you're taking away a basic fundamental building block of someone's day and how that extends into the quality of their life and their productivity overall. And what the changes in, you know, our routine that we're seeing, so many people having to move from, let's say, the office place to having to work from home. And I heard it, I was just talking with a good friend yesterday. He said, you know, our managers and our executives need to understand that our children, you know, and our spouses are now our coworkers. You know, yeah. We're having to deal with their needs a lot more on a day-to-day way. And he works for an airline company, and he was sort of chuckling at the fact that a lot of these high-level executives, you know, they have their children sort of pulling on their shirts a little bit, distracting them, and people with a lot of decision-making power and a lot of need for that routine, for that decision-making to be effective, really being pulled out of that and having to sort of find a new normal with all of this uncertainty going on.
Right. Again, Jacob Myers, our guest, Integrated Health Systems is a company, and they are with us every Monday at this time. So, Jacob, when you're dealing with that uncertainty, do you try to get that, you know, patient to try to figure out some kind of routines that they can put back in their life? Are routines good for us, or are routines not good for us?
Oh, routines. I'm a huge believer in routines and the power they have in our life. Anything we can ritualize and systemize as well, we can start to depend on. It starts costing far less energy for us in our cognitive resources. And just a good example of that is, you know, now this seems like the distant past, but that's sort of a concept that I work with called decisional fatigue. You know, I'll even get into the weeds with patients of helping them develop and streamline their early morning habits to the point where you get up and you don't really even need to think by the time you get to work. That's how sort of dialed in I like to get people in that regard. But a good example of that, and now seems like the far passes, think about a day if maybe you don't travel a lot, a day where you might go to DIA, the airport, and travel. And if you really think about it, all you're really doing that day is going someplace and sitting down and literally being flown to someplace else. But we all know how exhausting that experience is. Of course, there are questions on things like air quality, things of that nature within a plane and the pressure. But you're also making a lot more decisions in that day. You're experiencing a lot more novelty than you would be experiencing. How is my timeline in getting to the airport? Am I going to park in one of the parking lots? Am I going to go directly to the gates? What is the line going to be like? What's security going to be like? Who am I going to sit next to? What's the service going to be like? All of these little novelties end up sort of exhausting us a little bit more. So definitely when we're feeling a sense of uncertainty in our daily life, when I'm identifying that with a patient, I'm trying to help them understand not only what are we perceiving as threat here, what is our body sort of picking up with that is making us uncomfortable or wary about a situation. And then once we identify and sort of process through and accept those terms, then we can sort of counteract that with even a very simple or basic plan to help us streamline and to help us get our cognitive resources to where they need to be in our day.
Absolutely. So when you look at that, dealing with uncertainty, and then we talk about, you know, the isolation factor, because you know, a lot of people, you know, went into offices. They were around coworkers, going down the hallways, seeing different people all the time. And now maybe they haven't been able to do that, except maybe for a Zoom meeting or something like that. But they've just been isolated from everybody. So what are some tips in kind of dealing with that isolation?
Yes, and isolation is something that no human being can really thrive in. We are purely interdependent creatures.
Yeah.
We thrive, we develop, and we co-regulate ourselves with other people, and they really help us understand and reflect back a lot of who we are and what we're giving out into the environment. So we're sort of beings of co-creation in that sense. And so even these basic relationships we might have, these daily people we say hi to, we might chat with, they sort of become our family in a way. After a couple of years of working with someone, you might understand them on a very deep level. You might understand or know them better than a lot of their childhood friends might. And so losing connections like that can become very distressing, and we might not know why we're feeling isolated in that sense. And we also have people that are forced to face these restrictions of this of what we're sort of deeming the quarantine time period that's still sort of extending right now, we're reemerging from. But there are a lot of people that are physically isolated as well. They might not be quarantined with loved ones. They might just have space that's all to their own, and they might only be able to contact and sort of get emotional ties with people over a Zoom call, over a phone call, and that's good enough. And I definitely recommend and encourage people to try to plan out time, especially if they find themselves living alone during this time period. But we can also feel isolated in the sense of we might be around a lot of family, and this might be a sort of reshuffling that we're experiencing that is causing us to feel sort of what we like to call a little lonely in the crowd. We might be in a house full of eight people, but if we don't feel necessarily connected or okay, or if our levels of stress from, let's say, feelings of uncertainty or lack of control are pushing us into a place where we're feeling like we're needing to withdraw, we might feel isolated in that sense. And so what I would recommend for people that, you know, all the parents that are having to do this double duty right now, to make sure that we have a time of day to maybe reconnect with our partner, to reconnect with someone in our life, to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves and to check in with actually how we're feeling. Are we feeling pretty worried about the economic uncertainty that we're facing? Are we feeling pretty worried about how this summer might go and managing the children in a completely different way? And how can we just acknowledge and be frank about these emotional stressors so that we can just sort of deal with them, take them by the horns, process them, and sort of move forward with a more comprehensive plan?
Sure. You know, and I mean, you look at the summer now upon us, the beautiful days here we have, and I mean, you know, no baseball, no Rockies games that we can go to. And when you look at the routines and a lot of people wanting to go camping and, you know, some of the parks have opened, but some have already closed because they're already full. And I mean, how do people kind of plan through a summer when it seems like there's just so many restrictions out there and people probably come to you and go, man, I don't even know what to do over these next 2 months with my family?
Oh, of course, of course. And I definitely would encourage people to try to be fluid as much as they can with their plans, because we're really in an unprecedented time right now. You know, even things like camping, water sports, a lot of the great hiking activities, it's really going to take us all sort of banding together and being responsible through this to make sure that further restrictions are not taking place. Because, you know, we're a culture, and especially out in the West, I've learned, is that we do not like when people are sort of telling us what to do. We do not like when people are getting in our business. And so I would say to plan as much as you can, to do what you can do, and to focus more in those areas, but to also be prepared to have to be fluid with those plans, to have to maybe make some changes, make some pivots on some unforeseen circumstances coming in that sense, because we want to be more focused on what we're able to do in our daily life rather than what we feel like is being taken away right now. That sense of control, if that's more from an internal sense, that creates a lot more health in our emotional environment, because we find ourselves being able to sort of reach out and push out into the world a little bit more, rather than having this sort of blanket feeling of an externalized sense of control of the world is pushing into me, the world is affecting me. And that's when human beings experience a little bit more depression, when our sense of control is a little bit more externalized rather than coming from an internal place.
Absolutely. And you're going to delve into this topic a little more tomorrow night at 6 p.m. So tell us about your webinar.
Oh, of course. Yeah. So tomorrow, you know, I'm going to talk about these themes in a little bit more in-depth sense with some more examples, and then sort of follow them up with what are some basic things that we can do to combat these. I want people to learn a lot, to be engaged with that process, and to understand that we want to give people a lot of information that will be helpful during this time, because we're facing sort of unprecedented times, not only in what we're dealing with, our daily stress, but a lot of mental health issues are emerging from this because, you know, life was not easy, you know, let's say before this was happening.
Sure.
A lot of people were struggling with mental health. A lot of people were struggling with how do I push my life to the next level? And then we add this massive blanketed stress that has touched every single individual within our culture. And so we at Integrated Health Systems just want to make sure that we're giving out a lot of good and comprehensive information in an interactive format as well.
Once again, join this webinar tomorrow night. You can simply call 303-781-5617. Mention you heard Jake here on Your Health Matters, and they will get you the necessary information on there. It's interactive. You can ask questions, but it will be a great few minutes with Jacob Meyer. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back. We're going to finish up our topic here on a lot of different issues many of us are going through right now, and Jacob's going to give us some more tips right after this.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a road trip plan for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. We got a few more minutes with Jacob Meyer. Your Health Matters. You are listening to Integrated Health Systems is the company. Their number, 303-781-5617. If you'd like more information on the webinar that Jacob will be doing tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, absolutely free, and he will be going into a lot more in-depth here on dealing with this coronavirus. And, depression is a big deal, and it is real, and we understand that. And Jacob is going to do a great webinar tomorrow night to help us with that. So, Jacob, one area, too, I think, is just the fear of people kind of getting back out. I mean, there's several different groups of people. Some are just like, hey, if restaurants open tomorrow, I'd go, no mask, no nothing. I'm just ready to go live my life. And so, I mean, we can't live our life in fear. But fear is a real thing to many people of even maybe how to get re-engaged with the world. So what about that?
No, of course. You know, this is a very unprecedented time. And how do we reapproach our sort of reemergence and our return back to normalcy? And that's a real struggle that people are going through right now, because, you know, you see a lot of people really reacting to this situation in different ways. As you're saying, some people, you know, will go to that restaurant and do want to reengage with behaviors. They want that sense of normalcy, that stability, that's back, that, you know, as we were talking about earlier, that sense of routine, the habits, the communion that we have with others, even just breaking bread in a basic way, is all very stabilizing for our mental health. But there's another camp as well that is very, very fearful of this reemergence as well, and they do not know how to handle it, and perhaps could be overly cautious as well. And so we can sort of see as well how fear can drive people in different directions when it's hard to sort of name and acknowledge its presence. But the biggest thing that people who are experiencing fear or maybe anxieties or people who are experiencing feelings of depression or might be stressed from that might be feeling is that if the more in touch we are with such a powerful feeling like fear, I mean, fear is just a very primal emotion. It's extremely uncomfortable. It makes us move very quickly in many different directions. But if we can name and understand that fear a little bit more, if we can understand how that might be living within us, that might be influencing our behavior, our thoughts, our feelings, then we can start to move towards responding versus reacting to a stressor that we're going through right now. We can sort of start reconnecting a little bit with more of our higher human behaviors, because what fear will do to people is that if we are in a more fight and flight mode, if that's activated in our sympathetic nervous system, fear will cut us off from our frontal lobe. It will make us act from more of our amygdala, our midbrain, our sort of older brain centers that serve to protect us, you know, in the short term, but can be very detrimental for our long-term health. Our physiology changes in those states, our adrenals release, our cortisol production goes up, and we're detecting threat in the environment. And when human beings are detecting threat in the environment, they're sort of suppressing or down-regulating their parasympathetic system, that frontal lobe that is able to help us connect with other people so we can prepare to defend ourselves and do what we need to do to survive. So I would just ask people, you know, listeners, anyone who's struggling with fear, what is it like for you to feel fear? You know, you're probably going to start feeling your heartbeat and your breath coming up into your chest. You're probably going to feel a little bit more shaky. Your thoughts are going to probably get a little bit more flighty. You might find your vision being narrowed in and focused, and even your fists clenching, when we're getting into more acute states. In that way, we might be ready to fight or we might be ready to run. But we also need to understand how fear and its introduction into our emotional self, when that starts taking over, we start thinking far more reactively and far more in the short term.
Sure. Last few minutes with Jacob Meyer. And so, Jacob, how important is it to sit down, you know, the family? And I think adults sometimes, I mean, and it's tough for us dealing with a lot of this stuff, but to sit down with your kids and, you know, whether they be elementary age or high school or now they've graduated, they couldn't have graduation, they can't be with their friends quite as much as they want to. And, of course, we all see the headlines all the time with different things, with suicide and all of that. So, I mean, what are some good points of just, you know, really keeping that open communication at home?
Oh, of course. And, you know, I like to talk principles, you know, when we're delving into this stuff, because, you know, every family's different and every communication style is different.
Right.
But I want to remind, you know, our listeners and my patients at large as well, is that, you know, there are multiple ways that stresses can affect us. Stresses can disintegrate us. We can crumble to the stress. You know, think about, you know, maybe if you put a little bit too much weight on the bar if you're working out. But If we have the correct amount of stress and we respond to it in the correct manner, stress can make us a lot stronger, you know. And what comes to my mind is more of my grandfather's generation in that sense, called the greatest generation, having to grow up in the Depression, having to go and fight in World War II, you know, having to endure and develop under some pretty considerable stressors and scarcity that was happening. And these people, you know, were pretty darn tough. I would say. And so I would say to people in their communication and how they're setting the tone with their family is that how can we respond to what's going on right now in terms of a growth mindset? How can we sort of come together as a family a little bit more, deal with this with more open communication, deal with that? We're all enduring and suffering, and we're all going through these changes that feel very unfair, and our time, our graduations, our weddings, even church gatherings, things of that nature, sure, are being deeply disrupted. But how can we grow stronger from this stress rather than disintegrating as a family, failing to communicate, failing to sort of take on what's happening in a logical progression, and sort of coming more unglued as a family unit rather than doing the things that we need to do to come together, to grow from this, and to become stronger. Children can face and endure a lot of stress within their life, right, if it's properly managed and properly understood. No one is going to be permanently damaged from this situation unless, you know, we start reacting and sort of start dissolving a little bit more to this stress. But if we can sort of take the stress and discomfort and sort of accept it and try to grow from it, I think people would be surprised at how much stronger their family unit can come out from this situation.
No doubt. Jacob Meyer has been our guest today, Integrated Health Systems. I hope you'll join Jacob tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, for his webinar. Simply call 303-781-5617 for the details, and they will get you the information you need to join this. But he's going to be talking about what we talked about today, but going a little bit deeper into these topics, dealing with uncertainty, coping with isolation, lack of control that most of us are feeling. And Jacob, last minute here, but I think that's where a lot of this, all this fits in, the lack of control and the isolation and the uncertainty, because I mean, every day things have been changing in our life, and you don't know really where to go to get the right information and who's telling the truth, who's, you know, how many people are really dying from this, or the numbers getting padded just for political reasons. I mean, there's so many things from this that have just put us in a tailspin.
Oh, no, of course. I would say with people maybe on the fence of, I might be feeling isolated right now. Just a quick sort of example of that, you know, if you're out there alone in the mountains and it's coming to dusk, you know, that's a scary feeling, you know, if you're out there in the woods.
Been there.
And that's a feeling where, you know, hey, the wolves might come for me now. Something might come for me out in this darkness when I'm alone, I'm isolated. And that's sort of the same thing that can happen to us in an emotional sense when we're just feeling isolated for long-term periods of time. So if anybody's feeling those sort of inner wolves or sort of those feelings of shame, those feelings of fear sort of starting to overwhelm them, I really encourage you to give a call and to reach out for a consultation, because these just aren't conditions that are healthy for us, and we just simply don't need to live under them anymore.
Absolutely. Well, Jacob, great job today, sir, and I know we'll be tuning in tomorrow to your webinar, so I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, Scott.
All right, that's Jacob Meyer, Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617 to join that webinar tomorrow night.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.